Toronto took the top spot for the worst air quality in the world on Friday afternoon. The next day, 4,000 bikers were scheduled to plummet on a nearly 2K long journey.
Ready, set, ride!
A cycling event aiming to raise funds for cancer research. But hours before, skies cleared, and the game was back on. Associate Vice President Ryan Bailey of Cycling Programs for the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation says this isn't the first time his organizations had to switch gears last minute.
Some of your listeners may remember 2 years ago, too, we had wildfires out of BC. That was a challenge for us. We had a little bit more lead time then to devise a plan.
This is the foundation's 18th annual bike ride to conquer cancer. The team only had a few days to investigate and come up with a backup plan to protect cyclists. Bailey says the final call was ultimately made the morning of on Saturday, June 7th, to move forward.
You know, there's a lot of cancer patients that are participating in the event as well. Never do we want anyone to risk their own personal health or anyone in their household for the sake of the ride.
The average 100K two-day bike ride began in Toronto, ending for the first time in Niagara-on-the-Lake this year. More than 4,000 riders showed up to participate, many of whom are cancer survivors.
Survived. I'm a survivor. I gotta be happy, man. You know, I can breathe. I'm here. They cured me. You know, it's incredible.
The 61-year-old cancer survivor Stan Raimondo, who lives in Toronto, has been doing this ride since its onset.
For a long time. This is my 18th ride. So my goal, believe it or not, I'm a survivor for 20 years. I want to do this ride for 50 years to show that somebody can survive and do it. So I'll be 93. How old are you?
23.
You might be the one pulling me when I'm 93.
So. Air quality alerts eased in Ontario after days of prairies wildfire haze, just in time for the country's largest athletic fundraiser on Saturday morning. A communication was sent out to all riders then with instructions on how to proceed safely. Bailey says the foundation staff consulted health and weather experts to decide the best course of action.
We're a part of the bigger puzzle here and logistics team behind the scenes. But we do have a logistics team, and then we also have a health and safety team in Odyssey Medical that is in touch with meteorologists, has a lot more in-depth information and behind-the-scenes information on tracking that allows us to make decisions in real time and have a very good sense. So, you know, we started to have conversations the last few days around risk mitigation.
Bailey said, had the air quality index been above range for a safe ride, the foundation would have been forced to cancel the event.
So, you know, we would have been as creative as we could have possibly been to ensure that we got as much of the ride in as we possibly could have. We may have, if it was out of range or too high in the index, we may have had to make the decision to ultimately cancel the event too.
The escalation of external risks has taken a toll on other long-standing bike marathons across the country. The BC Cancer Foundation, for example, made the decision to cancel their 16-year bike ride in October after facing challenges. For four of the past six rides, participants helmed extreme heat, smoke, and rain events.
But it's becoming more and more the norm, right? I mean, as the event gets bigger and grows and becomes more prominent, more and more people are participating. We want to do, first and foremost, we are a cancer charity and we're a health fundraiser. And the last thing we want to do is compromise anyone's health and safety.
This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.